So we start by stopping. Stopping whatever we were doing before to be here now, to take this time for ourselves. So just know that you are giving yourself a really wonderful gift by doing this. So I'm going to offer you a few thoughts that you can sort of try out and see if any feel particularly right for you today, or that you find even just interesting and are curious to explore further. And you can come back to them at any time during the constructive rest or during the rest of your day. So, I am free to be gentle with myself. I am free to feel whatever I feel. And I'm free to meet that with kindness and acceptance. I am free to be exactly as I am right now. I don't have to be any particular way. I am free to notice. I'm free to be aware. I'm not doing anything. I'm not trying to do anything. So, right here, right now come to just noticing your contact with the ground, the floor, or whatever is supporting you. You can pay particular attention to your weight-bearing points of contact. So, for those of you lying down, that might be the back of your head resting on their support, the back of your shoulder blades resting on the floor, the back of your pelvis, back of your arms, your elbows, soles of your feet resting on the floor, maybe. Or maybe it's the back of your legs draped over a bolster or piece of furniture. So, really take note of those points of contact and those weight-bearing points of contact, and know that you are physically supported. That you, if you ask yourself, where is the ground? You know. If you ask yourself, what am I touching? You know. And if you ask, what is touching me? You know. What is supporting me? And you know. So think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. So, from this kind of place of support, grounded support, let's expand our awareness out to include the space around you. So, you can literally look and take in the space around you, or you can just know that there is space around you. There is space above you. The space below you, the space to either side of you, to the left and to the right, the space in front of you and behind you, and the space in every other direction. So if you ask yourself, where is the space around you? What space is there around me? You know. And you could also ask yourself, What do I notice about the space around me? And what do I notice about myself as I notice or am aware of the space around me? So then I invite you to think to yourself, I am free to be aware of the space all around me. So from this place of awareness, I now invite you to do a little scan of your own self, of your physical body, and see what you notice about your physical self. I invite and remind you to, as best you can, accept and acknowledge anything that you notice and meet. If there is anything uncomfortable or painful or any sort of discomfort, mental or physical, that you can meet that with awareness and kindness. And know that there's nothing you have to do or change or try and fix right now. That you're free to be exactly as you are. And know that you are, of course, free to move at any time to make yourself more comfortable. So now shift your awareness, and I'm going to invite you to do another little scan of yourself, and this time asking the question, where do I notice a little bit of ease in myself? So, maybe you could also ask yourself the question, what is ease? And I would suggest that you think of ease as just somewhere that feels a little more comfortable than anywhere that you might have noticed that was tight or uncomfortable in some way. You could think of it as the places that just feel normal, that you would just completely go under the radar because they're not sort of shouting out or calling for your attention in any way. And of course, it could be somewhere that feels absolutely wonderful, flowing and at ease and relaxed. But that's not a goal, that's just something to notice. Where do you notice a little bit of ease right now? So we'll go a little through different places in the body, inviting ourselves to notice ease and just see what you notice with no judgment about how well you're doing. There is no way of doing well on this. Well, there is. The way is to notice. So think to yourself, I'm free to notice ease, any ease that is there in my feet, in my toes, my ankles. I'm free to notice any ease that is there in my legs, in my shins, calves, thighs, knees. I'm free to notice any ease in my hips, my belly, my low back. I'm free to notice any ease in my solar plexus area, my chest, my heart. I'm free to notice ease in my mid back and my upper back and the backs of my shoulder blades. I'm free to notice any ease in my arms, my collarbones, my elbows, my wrists, any ease in my hands, fingers, thumbs, palms. I'm free to notice ease, any ease at all in my throat, in my neck, in my face, my brow, my cheeks. my jaw, free to notice any ease in and around my mouth, my tongue, my head, crown of my head. I'm free to notice ease, any ease inside of me or outside of me. You may notice when you do these things, when you feel more grounded and supported, when you have an awareness of space around you, when you shine a little light on any of the ease that is within you or outside of you, it somehow helps you breathe a little easier too. So let's bring a little of awareness now, shine a little light on our breath. So there's nothing you have to do about your breath. There's nothing you have to change or fix. We're just shining a little light on it and seeing what we notice. So you might start by noticing the air going in and out through your nose. You might even notice that the air's a little warmer on the way out than it was on the way in. You might notice a gentle movement in your body as the breath moves through you, in your torso, a rise and fall, maybe in your chest, in your abdomen. An expansion out to the sides as your ribs rise up and out. Expansion in the back as that whole three-dimensional nature of the breath is taking place all the time in that movement of the ribs and expansion of the lungs. You can notice a sort of wave-like rhythm in your breath that might have times when it becomes more regular and steady. Sometimes, like a wave, a big wave rolling in, you might have a kind of spontaneous deep breath just happen. Sometimes it's just like the water just gently lapping at the shore. It's ever changing to respond to our needs in any given moment. That your lungs are constantly emptying and filling again, and emptying and filling. Just noticing what your breath is doing right now. And you may notice that if you can, and if you do, kind of get out of the way and let your breath do its own thing and respond to what is happening in the moment, it actually mostly works better. So you could think to yourself, my body breathes me. My body breathes me. And my breathing is free. And I am free to notice, to be aware of my breathing. I am free to notice my breath. So, not forgetting about your breath, but including it in your whole sense of yourself. So, you have the support of the ground, you have the space around you, you have an awareness of a possibility of ease, and you have an awareness of your breath. Don't have to hang on to any of those, but just know that they're in the background there for you. So as you lie there now, I invite you to try out this somewhat paradoxical thought and see what you notice. I'm not lying down. So if you're sitting or doing something else, you could adapt it to I'm not sitting. But for most of you, I'm not lying down. So, of course, you are lying down. But what happens to you when you think, I'm not lying down? I'm not doing lying down. So, just take a moment to just reflect on what you notice about that, if anything. And now we'll come back once again to noticing our contact with the ground. Could ask yourself again, just as a prompt, where is the ground? Where's my support? Notice again your weight-bearing points of contact. So that might be the soles of your feet or the backs of your legs resting over something, the back of your pelvis. The back of your shoulder blades. You might also notice the back of your rib cage and how you have greater contact with the floor on each out breath, I mean, on each in breath, as the lungs fill and the ribs expand out. Notice the contact of your elbows, arms, and the back of your head. Has anything changed with that contact from when you first lay down? Now become aware again of the space around you, the space below and above, in front, behind, to either side. Has anything changed in your relationship to that space? And where's the ease? Where do you notice a little bit of ease right now? Just a little question that you can come back to from time to time. And we can string those three key ideas together with these thoughts. I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to be aware of the space around me. I am free to notice ease. I am free. So, as we come toward the end of this constructive rest session, just take a moment before you start moving into the upright to notice how you are right now. And even take a moment to notice if anything changes in you at the thought of getting up. And of course, you could choose to stay lying down if that's what you want. But for those of you who are ready, maybe you notice that you are ready, or you may notice that even though you're not ready, it is time that you need to move, and get up for some other reason. Start yourself moving. And just mindfully start bringing yourself to upright. You can keep any of those ideas in mind, your shifting, changing support, physical support, weight bearing, points of contact, awareness of the space around you, an invitation to notice ease as you do so. You could even try out another paradoxical thought. Maybe if you're moving, I'm not moving. If you're sitting, I'm not sitting. If you're standing, I'm not standing. You get the idea.